Rav Chaim Palachi deals with a question in the Sefer Hayim regarding tefillin. A person puts on his tefillin shel yad, and he's in between his tefillin shel yad and his tefillin shel rosh, and he hears kaddish or he hears berachot. Is he allowed to answer? So the Sefer Hayim rules very clearly that he should not answer. And the chiddush here is, even if the beracha that he hears is a beracha of tefillin of somebody else, which means while he's putting on his tefillin, the guy next to him is also putting on his tefillin, he's making the beracha laniach tefillin. So even though it's a beracha on the same subject, still Rav Chaim Palachi is posek, you should not answer. The question is, what if you did answer? So Rav Chaim Palachi wants to say that if you did answer by mistake through habit, you answered amen to lehaniyach tefillin, you do not go back. So you shouldn't answer, but to the avad, since it's the inyan of lehaniyach tefillin, you're okay. Chacham Avadya takes it a step further. Chacham Avadya says if you answered amen, for that matter, to any beracha, for example, the Tatef Besisit you answered, but the avad, you will not go back. Because we're going to say Safik Barachot Lakel, it is a machloket amongst the opinions. So therefore the first halakha we say is Lekhaptaila, you're not supposed to interrupt for anything between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. But in the event if you answered Amen, whether it's to another Barachah B'laniach Tefillin, or for that matter any Barachah B'di'avad, you do not have to make another Barachah in your Tefillin. You continue putting on the Tefillin Shel Rosh B'li Beracha. The next deen of Chaim Palachi says, is it permissible to make hand gestures in between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? Well, we know it's asur to talk, but maybe gestures with your hands is okay. He writes clearly again, asur. But he goes a step further and says, even if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, Achel Avadya argues on that last point and says, if the hand gestures are for Sorech Mitzvah, for example, you're putting on your tefillin, and now a poor man walks in, and you want the guy to wait, because you want to give him something, but you need to put on your tefillin. So you want to make the hand with the judgment, you know, with your hands like this, to give him the pause signal, in order that he knows, wait, don't go anywhere. Since that's Sorech Mitzvah, Achel Avadya says it's okay. Everybody would agree you can't signal to somebody, you know, snap, you know, get me a coffee or something for me also, or something that's personal. The Tzorek Mitzvah, it would be permissible to make a hand gesture in between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh.